Baiting and feeding is already banned in southern Wisconsin, where CWD has been found.
It leads to unnatural concentrations of deer at feeding and baiting sites, which can exacerbate disease spread.
Keith Warnke, big game specialist with the DNR, says they'd like to see a statewide ban, but it's being fought by hunters, wildlife lovers, and feed business owners in other parts of the state.
When you get further away from the endemic area of chronic wasting disease, then the immediacy of a need for prohibiting baiting and feeding aren't as well understood or aren't as easy to communicate.
Warnke says other diseases such as tuberculosis can be spread through deer feeding sites as well. It's happening in Michigan.
They know that the distribution of TB in Michigan is related to the distribution of feeding sites in Michigan deer range.
Warnke says new research since the last ban was attempted 4 years ago shows conclusively CWD can be spread through deer saliva, and it also shows it's not the amount of food or bait that matters.
So it's not so much an issue of how much food is allowed to be put out there when you're talking disease, but it's an issue of the fact that any type of food that is continually replaced and replenished is going to lead to an unnatural concentration of deer. And through that concentration is when disease may be spread.
Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.